Hi friends, welcome to From the Fryer. I'm Ellie.
This is Leon. Thank you guys so much for joining us in another episode.
One quick thing right before we get fully into it. This was a wonderful episode. This is the point in the show where you can no longer be on your best behavior.
It proved once again how everything you thought of where couples could go is totally flipped.
Yeah.
There's couples you're like, oh, for sure.
I thought Mikhail and Zach were the ones. They were going to be the Woody and Amani of this season. No, there's no way.
We're going to get into it, but Jose and Rachel? Oh, I mentioned the burnout was coming. And it didn't come the way
The burnout happened even faster than I thought it was.
It didn't happen the way I thought it would. Right, I thought it'd fizzle out. We're going real high, but it ended, or it seemingly looks like it's going to end quick.
So, just a heads up for everyone, you probably noticed that we're skipping right to episode 10, which is what premiered this week. So, I really hated putting the episode out essentially a week after Married at First Sight would come out so that I could combine it with 90 Day Fiancé. And to kind of get out of that routine, I figured let's just skip 9 since I feel like that wasn't even that great of an episode. And then
yeah, it really was good.
We'll just get this out and then we'll do 90 Day separately.
Awesome. Awesome. I think it's a good idea to sort of, you know, reset, get in sync.
Exactly.
Give our viewers some content right after the episode airs.
It's funny because we recorded it though. We recorded episode 9. We recorded 90 Day Fiancé, but it's just getting it out so late, I don't feel like is beneficial at all to listeners. So I hope you don't mind we skip it, but I just want to give you more timely content. Should we just jump right in? Do we have any personal updates? I don't think so. Like, we haven't done anything fun. Work has been crazy for me. So I've been working, I feel like, nonstop. I work during the day and then I get overwhelmed thinking about it. And so then I'll work more at night. It's an awful cycle I started.
Right, then we'll try to recover mentally by playing some video games or something.
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of video games as well. But then I also feel like, so I don't wear a fitness tracker, but I feel like if I would, it would be really concerned about me. I don't feel like there's a lot of steps happening these days.
They're like, you're not moving, but your heart rate's up.
Moved here, distressed.
Well, that's weird. Why are you sweating?
Furiously typing.
Yeah,
anything fun happening?
People are trying to get away.
I know, and look at me. Maybe I'm going to cut all this out.
Goodness.
All
right, so we're going to talk about brunch here in a moment. But Ellie
oh
and
my
I
God,
found,
should we just talk about it now? Because it was on the last episode, and we had a long rant during that episode.
Well, just let me give them some personal stuff.
First. Okay.
Ellie and I found, we tend to frequent different coffee spots just to like check them out and whatnot. And, you know, support different local spots. Well, we went to one, and only on the weekend they have a biscuit breakfast sandwich. It's also a bakery.
Yeah,
and it is so. We're gonna have to post a picture or something on the Twitter. But it's so fucking good. We've gone like 3 weekends in a row. So yeah, let's talk about brunch.
You know, I love avocado toast, yeah. And I'll die on this hill. It's yeah. Delicious. It's the perfect amount of food for me too. I'm not sluggish because if I go to a brunch spot, I tend to overdo it.
Right.
So I'm very happy, but I'm really tired afterwards.
So you gotta take a nap after, kind of thing, to recover.
Yes. Which is, then it's a waste of time. But where I'm going with this is Gil's crazy. You're telling me brunch and then 2 dates a month is too much? No, a brunch buddy is an intimate thing and it's important.
Yeah, we mentioned it on the unreleased.
it's in the vault.
Infamous episode in the vault that being a brunch buddy to someone, I mean, at least where we know where we live, that's pretty sacred. If somebody wants to make you their brunch buddy, I mean, that they pretty much love you.
Yeah. We go to brunch every weekend, and I look forward to it every single weekend.
Yeah, it's like a happy place. It's, you know, going to try something.
And it's like so laid back, and you get to go have some good coffee, get some good food. I don't know why brunch is so good. I would take brunch over a dinner date. Is that weird?
Yeah, I think Gil took that the wrong way, and he should have really flipped it to be a big positive.
Yeah, Marilyn knows where it's at.
Yeah,
brunch.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that was my whole rant.
That's fine. No, brunch is...
Gil's missing out.
So good.
Was there anything else from last episode? Oh, okay. Last episode, just real quick. Johnny drove me crazy last episode.
Yeah, you were just...
Instantly aggressive when Val's just trying to talk to him.
You said he's got a lot of red flags or he's a walking
he
red
is
flag.
A red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm truly rooting for Gil and Marilla. I really like them.
Boy, don't jump the gun. Let's go.
I'm just saying in general, like even from the last couple episodes, like they're really growing on me. I just really wasn't sure how they would mesh.
Playing like she's you know, she's being slow, but I really do think she's into Gil.
Yes, and I don't think she's playing. I think she's...
Well, not playing.
I think this is just her pace, and...
I think the show might have even slowed it down a bit.
No, more. I agree.
Yeah.
But I also feel like...
On television and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, the editing of this show can be ridiculous sometimes. We see it, how it's, like, chopped up. But, I mean, there's still affection there. It's not completely... It's not nothing, you know? So you can see there's a connection. You can see that there's cuddling, and it's not, like, Gil's getting truly nothing. So we're moving there. There's a lot of joking. There's a lot of... Out of anyone, they're the most actual... There's physical closeness on a couch on no, when they're
Rachel,
hanging out.
Rachel and Jose had a lot of physical closeness.
Well, not now. Let's just get into it. Thank you guys for hanging in on all my rants this evening. Oh, one last one. I recently found out that I can get iced lattes blended. Yeah, game changer for me. I don't know if that annoys baristas. I hope not, but that fine ice in a latte is so good because I don't really like the sweetness or the lack of caffeine in a frap. So blended latte, I'm telling you, game changer. Also, Leon loves pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, yeah. If they could just be around year round, it'd be so fucking perfect. Good. I'm sure people hate when I'm like, do you have pumpkin spice latte? And they're like, you fucking idiot. This isn't Starbucks. But yes, we do.
Everyone these days. You can't have a coffee shop and like not have one. Okay, let's start with Brett and Ryan. I'll just do a kind of a quick little recap. Oh, this is the first time we see Dr. Vivianica.
Wow. That's spooky season.
It is spooky season. Dr. Viviana. God, it's episode 10.
First of all,
this is the first time we see her.
She needs to show up way sooner for
yes,
a lot of these
for
couples.
Like 5 episodes ago. Immediate after the honeymoon. She sits down with Brett and Ryan and talks to them together and separately. Brett says that Ryan is the most affectionate man she's ever been with, which is
she talking
crazy.
Out of her
ass? I don't know. That's super weird. We don't see it a ton, but of course we're not going to see everything on camera.
He says he's super touchy. Like maybe when the cameras yeah. are away, he's you know, doing little butt slaps and stuff.
Maybe, yeah.
Hmm.
But they haven't seen each other naked, which is kind of weird.
It's kind of strange.
Because we're around...
Is their bathroom time super private? Like, don't come in.
I'm maybe. In or like, yeah, you'd think like getting dressed or just walking
like
between rooms or something.
Getting dressed to work or something.
It's kind of reiterated that Brett is beginning to have feelings as to where Ryan is completely stuck. He kind of says again how he's not physically... Or no, not even that. He says...
He doesn't have a spark.
There's not a spark. And he says again that she's not his type. I'm assuming that means physically, correct? Or are we also maybe personality? Because her anxiety level is something that he always brings up.
Yeah, so he must, maybe folks or you know, individuals he's dated before are more even keeled, more relaxed maybe, more calm. Because he does say she's kind of builds anxiety.
He brings it up almost every episode, I feel
yeah.
like.
Well, that,
about he so, almost feels like so, he has to be more calm.
So he wants a even keeled, balanced person that's probably a brunette or a blonde. I can't remember his hair
yeah,
color choice.
Something that isn't red because we always
probably,
talk about hair.
Anywho, but they were matched. I mean, she must have fit some mold because they matched them.
Exactly.
He always looks so fucking tired too.
You know, I'm starting to like his personality more.
I don't know. Every time I see him, I mean, maybe he...
He has like a quiet sense of humor almost. Like you have to be paying attention to get what he's saying.
Yeah.
Get the joke.
Yeah, definitely.
I was kind of disappointed in Ryan this episode though. He left... To go to his house to reset.
Yeah, and we noticed
everyone
a lot of
everyone
men
leaves.
On this season, except for fucking Gil. They just keep leaving.
He's ride or die. He's a good one.
I need to reset or balance myself. I need time away.
What does that even mean? What are you doing?
Part of me, no, you know, it's cameras, new person. I can see how it could weigh on you. You're like, I just need to get away from all this and just cool off for a bit. But they're in a weird situation where he doesn't have a spark, so being away isn't going to help you.
Also, you don't
I mean,
really
maybe
get
it will, but it's hard for me to imagine that helping you.
In a marriage, there isn't generally another apartment that you get to just run off to when you need to be away from your partner.
Right, right.
So I feel like it's messing with the experiment a little bit.
Yeah, part of me thinks he must be more affectionate off camera because, I mean,
he has
how would Brett develop feelings if he didn't do something?
But then it's kind of contradicted later on.
How so?
Well, do you want to talk about it now when she goes for coffee with Michaela?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Since this ties in a little bit, Brett and Michaela go and get coffee together, and she tells Michaela that Ryan has been staying at his house since they talked to Dr. Viviani. Wow, I cannot say her name tonight.
Spooky season.
Since Dr. Viviana came and talked to them. How many days do you think that is?
Are we in agreement that we kind of don't think that her info in that moment wasn't really helpful?
I don't think a lot of couples took this as helpful.
Like, in that moment, it's like it didn't provide them something useful to build on.
There was no tools or anything.
Later on, they have tools sent to them, but not in that moment.
During this kind of coffee date, Michaela also says things have spiraled since the doctor has come and talked to her and Zach, which we'll get into later, but it just seems like maybe things that were brushed under the rug can't really stay there anymore after the visit and having to talk about it.
Yeah.
After an undisclosed amount of days where he went back to his house, he came back to the shared apartment and said he feels a lot better. So who knows?
Yeah, I think they're...
He said he does want her to call him out on his shit, though.
He wants her, and he mentions it, that he needs to communicate more, and it's easier to say than do.
Yes,
and because... And she says, yep, and she's like, yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they need to do things to put them in positions to feel that way. Power move, just walk back to the bedroom and just be naked, like, from the bathroom, just like, oh, forgot something, and then... You know, whatever. Do your thing and go back.
But I think it's hard for her to want to do that when she says she... I don't know. It's so hard because she said she doesn't feel a lot from him, but she also says he's super affectionate. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I think these were just recorded on separate days.
Come out of the bathroom with a towel on and just be like, can you pass me that? You know, I don't know.
They did go to kind of a tantric sex coaches. And Brett was feeling really uncomfortable in a lot of the exercises just because I think that whole barrier of how does he feel about me.
Yeah, but when you do, like, that tantric stuff and someone's kind of, like, laughing, and I think it kind of removes you
from... It probably removed Ryan a little bit out of it as well, because she said that she was joking a lot because she felt uncomfortable.
And, well, she said she hasn't been...
Intimate in two years. So it's probably pretty quick for her, too, you know? But hopefully they're on a better path now that he's back and refreshed, recharged.
I thought it was a bit weird that the... couple that teaches a tantric sex yoga thing, like, they were doing the actions right next to you, and I was like,
the
older gentleman was like tonguing the fruit, and I was oh god,
because that's what you're supposed to do. But Brett was like, just chew on this. Take this. I think we should just knock Rachel and Jose out.
All right.
I feel like the meat of the episode.
It got hot.
You know how I gave so much shit to Johnny about being a red flag? Who knew? Lurking in the shadows. Here comes Jose, a bigger red flag.
He was doing a great job of trying to be perfect.
No, I'll talk. You know,
big smile.
Yeah, that's gone now.
Presenting himself in the best light.
That ego's real fragile.
But you even got little scenes where you can see, like, oh, you know, you're a little controlling, or like, oh,
that's what
weird.
We talked about prior. You know,
and
we
the, show, like, the show's kind of hinting on that the whole time.
Yeah, and... Even in past episodes, me and you were talking about, oh, this seems a bit controlling. I don't know if it's meant to come off that way. Maybe he really does just want to take care of her. No, he's controlling and it's crazy.
Yes. You want to talk about the incident?
Yes. Okay. Something I had a question about. Did it happen in a group setting or were they alone? It was a group setting, right?
I don't remember them mentioning it.
They said they were
hanging
out in the clubhouse, basically. The apartment clubhouse. But I don't know who was all there, if it was just them. But it wasn't like sex was happening.
Actually, later on, unless the girls had a conversation, later on Ryan actually mentions what the name was called.
Yeah.
Maybe they were there and he heard it.
That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
That's what I'm just kind of confused on. If it was a group setting. I know it wasn't anything intimate, though, because they were just hanging out, regardless of who was there.
Well, you know, they were drinking, you know.
Assuming. They never said that.
Well,
we know he likes his Modelos.
We were hanging out in the clubhouse. We're drinking. We're not just up there playing checkers.
Going back just a little bit, when Dr. Viviana came and talked to them, it was rainbows and sunshine.
Right, so
it was everything's
really
perfect.
No,
our sex life
right,
is great.
She was, you know, keep it well, up, and then be ready for the fights.
And that's literally their entire segment with her. They didn't have to go into anything. And then their next scene, bam, we get the meat of it. Rachel called Jose by another man's name. That's all we get initially.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts to almost like a hidden camera in their apartment, or corner camera.
No, like a selfie camera or something.
No, no, no. The overhead view when they're in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The overhead room camera. Gotcha, gotcha.
A producer is present, and I assume because it got so heated. I don't think a producer ever comes on camera unless it's an issue.
Maybe, like, possibly folk safety kind of thing?
Yeah, and, like, de-escalation in general. I just think they never want it to get too intense. Even if we're not talking physically, just verbally, you don't want to get too nasty. So we see the producer in the frame, as well as Jose and Rachel, who are back at the apartment. And Jose is just absolutely pissed, telling her to pack her shit, get out. And Rachel saying, you know, I apologized.
One thing I really, really thought was awesome that Rachel did is she did not fucking back down.
No, she did not back down. She did not run away. She said she was straight up
like, you will not fucking talk to me that way.
Yep. She's like, nope, my mom and dad, you will, you know, they taught me to never let a man speak to me that way. She stuck to her guns. And she wasn't like getting loud or rude or calling him names or anything. She simply was firmly sticking up for herself. And that was it. He was the one cursing. He was the one trying to, you know, talk all this shit. But she just stood her ground. What happened was she went with the producer in the hallway. I don't know if she was just walking her out or if they wanted to talk privately. Kind of maybe she's like, hey, do you feel safe here tonight? Or something like that.
I think she's just walking her out.
And Jose locked the door, locked the deadbolt, went to bed. Left Rachel with, it sounds like, no phone, no clothes, nothing. She had to go, how embarrassing, to everyone else's apartments to try to get somewhere to crash for the night.
It was interesting when they were showing the video of everyone else's apartment, I started to wonder, like, okay, who actually lives in these apartments? But when the dog was barking, hype,
yeah.
I was like, okay, Gil number whatever.
In there. Yeah.
I was surprised, like, yo, did you not wake up from the dog barking?
Honestly, I'm so scared of noises at night. Maybe it did take just a little bit for someone to get up. Oh my God, no. Do I need to remind you of the smoke alarm incident?
Well.
you are not getting up.
That's true.
Okay, guys. This happened a couple months ago. The smoke alarm in the hallway was chirping, but like I'm not very tall, so I knew I'm a super light sleeper as well. So I nudge Leon and I'm like, hey, the smoke detector's going off. Can you go get the battery out of it? And he goes, no. So he just rolls over and goes back to sleep. Super hard sleeper.
Like, I was in like sleep coma mode. I'm like,
yeah, like he's a hard sleeper. I'm super light sleeper. So I was just like, well, screw it.
I'm not even that hard of a sleeper. It's just that my body was like, I'm more tired
than the noise than is I'm bothering.
Then I'm willing to go up and deal with that.
So all flustered, I get up and I'm too short. I can't reach it. So I'm trying to find a chair. Finally find one. I don't even remember. I might have just dragged it up the stairs. I get on it. I can't get it off the wall. I finally do. I go back to bed. And later in the day, Leon was like, man, I felt really bad. That took a long time for you to get off the wall. So yeah, I don't think you would get up and get the door is where this boils down to. I would be terrified because I'm scared of every noise at night.
So she must have...
Someone opened the door for her. Someone.
Someone or... She went with...
Or a producer.
Well, then she said, I started calling friends or something. Like, she must
She probably have, called, like, the friends that we saw at her housewarming. Yeah, like, they might have came and got her.
Like, maybe she went to stay with them, which is like, dude, I'll talk about Jose because I'll say, oh my God, he was filled with something.
Let's talk about it the next day. So right. Let's just say she was taken care of that night by either a cast member or a friend.
Sure.
So the next day, we see Jose making surf and turf for himself, I guess. They're kind of talking about it. She's sitting on one side of the island. He's standing on the other. And it's just such awful energy. Jose is just an asshole to her. He doesn't care what she has to say. Rachel's still sticking to her guns, though. And at one point...
Well, she says, I apologized.
Yeah.
And you won't accept that, but you also won't apologize for your actions.
No.
Because he was going in on her the night before.
Yes.
Like, in a very... I mean, a very rude way. Like... Disrespectful type of way.
Yeah, just cursing at her, yelling at her, just being so mean.
Telling your wife to pack her shit and get the fuck out. Like,
yeah.
Really? That's how you talk to your wife?
Yes. In the middle of the night. It was like midnight or 1 in the morning.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure there's like 2 bedrooms in this apartment.
There is, I think, which is like, really weird. Yeah, why couldn't you just be like, you're not sleeping here tonight? Or just be like, hey, can you sleep in the other room?
Yeah. And his demeanor... so like, I'm too fucking cool.
Complete defense mechanism.
You fucked up.
Yeah, this is on you. You lost a good one, basically. It's gross. Rachel says she can't be his wife, and Jose says, okay, makes sense, sounds good, awesome.
That's fucking weird.
That's super weird.
Is his mentality like, if she fucks up once, I'm done? That's not how marriage works.
Also, it wasn't even like a big fuck up in my opinion.
No, like,
we'll talk about the name later, which makes it all even worse.
Oh my god, it makes it be like, are you fucking around or what? Like, what's the big deal here?
Rachel gets up to pack her things, and he says, I mean, I'll help you if you need.
And he's like, oh, I think there's some boxes.
Yeah, there's some boxes, like, over there.
Dude, like, total piece of shit. Like, he's just in, like, this...
So where, what happened to this? Immediate wall,
defense mode.
Where's the evil. Where's the caretaker mode? Well, I'll take care of you, you know, you can have all this money, you know, you don't need to work, I worked all my life. He would trap a woman. Think about that. He convinces a woman to quit her job. He controls all finances. They're in his house. He's going to kick her to the curb out of his house with nothing.
Huh?
What makes him think that he can kick her out of their combined apartment? That is not yours.
Right.
Piece of shit.
So if he's got all the power, he's going to definitely
trap her and kick her out, and she's not going to have anything.
Right.
So he's already trying to do that in an apartment that's not even his. Imagine if she moves into his house.
He was wondering a while back of, oh, you're weird for like wanting to keep your independence or like your own bank account. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
This is how...
Look at the actions you just did, and you told her to get the fuck out of the apartment.
Yep. And imagine she had no money of her own. She didn't have her own bank account.
So ladies out there, go ahead and protect yourselves. That's what we're saying.
I am saying protect yourselves.
Because old Romeo Jose is out there, but then his evil side's out there too. So be careful.
Yeah, he had a lot of talk, and his real side came out now. Rachel said that previously she would just kind of run away from a situation like this, but she said, no, not this time. And you know, she actually...
Something that happened kind of irked me, though.
What?
She wrote, like, this memoir thing.
That is such a good therapy technique, to write letters to people and but just not send them.
But that's bad when you're in a marriage and something's bothering you, you don't communicate that.
She communicated all those points throughout the entire show. From honeymoon. She wants her independence. Does not want to have to give up her account. Loves her life.
Yeah, I feel like she could have been a little bit more direct. And you probably don't, because you're like, well, no. I don't want to ruin this marriage yet.
Well, not only that, but she was, I mean, at every point where they would sit down and talk about finances... She would always say, I want my own money. I want my own account. Like, that was their whole storyline, is I don't want to be completely dependent on you. And she made it, it was clear to me.
Well, I mean, I'm not throwing her under the bus. The thing with Jose is, like, he had blinders on. He wouldn't, like, save his marriage. He was just so easy to just throw away.
Oh, yeah,
he threw away
the marriage instantly. He didn't care.
I was like, that's... pretty pathetic.
And he tried to turn it on her, saying, oh, you're gonna write this story, but you're not gonna tell me. She made it very clear. How do all these viewers know and not you? She says that she can admit when she's wrong and he can't, and that's totally true.
Yeah, I would.
She immediately said sorry. She immediately said, yes, I am wrong.
Definitely agree with that.
Fast forward. The girls go to take their aggression out on kind of a demolition warehouse. Mm-hmm. Activity center. I don't know what you want to call this. You go break stuff and get your frustrations out.
Right.
The boys go and play golf, and the situation is brought up. So all the guys are standing around, and Jose lies immediately.
I think we've mentioned this before. It's almost like the people you interact with, they only know so much of the story, especially what you're, you know, when two couples fight. Okay, mm-hmm. Your family, the man's family probably has the man's side because he tells that story.
Yeah.
The female side has a story the family thinks, you know. And it's funny to see it on camera just immediately.
I can't believe how bluntly he's lying.
It's totally defense mode of like, oh, yeah, you know, this happened. Oh, she left the apartment. And like everyone sees through his shit so fast.
Everyone.
I fucking love Gil. Gil is just like calling out all.
Oh, I think we're missing parts of the story. He's like, it's not adding up.
He's like, this doesn't make sense. Like, why would this happen? Wouldn't you contact them?
Because
like,
Jose says Rachel asked for a divorce out of the blue. Apparently, I locked her out. Apparently,
no. He said I accidentally locked the bolt or something.
Yeah,
and then Ryan's like,
I've never accidentally locked a deadbolt.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever done that.
And then I believe it was Gil who said, I mean, you knew she wasn't in the apartment and you didn't even check up on her.
I think he said, like, I don't know if I'd lock down the apartment without my wife.
Yes. And every I love that they went through each man just kind of saying, that sounds fishy. I've never locked a deadbolt accidentally.
Yeah.
I would check on my wife, make sure she's at least home.
But he made it sound like she just like went off to like go do something.
He insinuated that he left and cheated on him. I don't know what she was doing. I don't know what she was doing the night. She didn't come home or something like that.
But that morning, she mentions to him that I was walking like Brittany out or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the producer's name was.
And it's all on film. And her knocking on other people's doors is on film.
When he tells the guy's story, he's like, I don't know what she was doing. Like, she just told you.
But you still locked the deadbolt. And everyone called him out on his shit. And I loved his face come to realization.
All right. So then Ryan has a little smirk on his face.
And he says, you know what? It's going to come out anyway. And then, you know what? It's true.
He's like, dude, she called you Johnny.
And Johnny's just cracking up.
And then, folks, I can't recall if they mentioned, like, I mean, it'd be another thing if it was, like, some other name, but, I mean, it's like a friend.
Yeah.
And you both have J names.
A casual friend with a semi-similar name. J-O. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Unless you see Johnny as a threat. I mean, it wouldn't
be. Yeah, it's.
Brush it off, man.
It was just such a non-issue to throw your marriage away over.
Yeah.
And if such a small thing is something you blew up that much, Rachel's totally dodging a flag. Like, get out.
Oh, my God. If it was something serious.
Yes. What if it was, like, an actual issue? Okay, so this is kind of their first fight, and he threw his marriage away over it. No.
Yeah, if she has a chance to avoid red flag, that would be cool, because that was a little way too aggressive, way too fast.
I really like that the guys did not blindly have his back just for being one of the guys.
Definitely.
They all questioned it. Definitely. They said it didn't sound right, things weren't adding up, and then Ryan came with a bombshell. My notes are hilarious. At one point, it just turns into all caps. Oh my God, it was Johnny, laughing my ass off. You don't recover from this, right? Like, she's done. She was...
I think even if he were to apologize, he was way too aggressive. Like, maybe if it was less aggressive or something, or maybe it was more of a...
you could have a conversation.
Yeah, just a conversation. That would have been cool, but I think it showed a side of him that she could be, like, fearful of. She's like, wow, I don't know if I trust this guy. Like, that's fucking wild.
I would not feel safe or comfortable or trust him ever again. You kicked me out in the middle of the night. You didn't care about my well-being. Or something small. It wasn't even like a big fight.
That's pretty pathetic,
man. Yeah. No. I'm calling it, she should just leave.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure we'll see them throughout the episode, because no one ever leaves like partway through. But I hope she asks for the divorce.
Probably a big incentive to stay and
to finish. Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
I mean, hell, last season they still brought Paige and Chris back for the last decision day. That was dead day one. Like at the honeymoon.
That was so dumb.
Should we move on? I'm done with Jose.
Yeah, let's do it.
Val and Johnny. So last episode, we find out that they had sex. And I'm really confused how that happened, because they were not doing good last episode. Val was trying to make this perfect dinner. And she's just trying to talk about kind of their communication. And he just immediately got pissed. And when she said, well, you can get kind of deflated and hot-headed sometimes, with a red face, furious. You don't know how I feel.
You know what's in my heart?
Yeah. Go away. Can you go home? Can you go back to your apartment? So I don't understand how... And then they had a paint night, and he was super annoyed that she wanted it to be perfect. But the way I took it was almost he'll allow her to be her true self if he's getting sex. Okay, that's really dumbed down. I apologize. But it just almost felt like...
Like, he'll put up with more if he's getting sex.
Since they had sex.
Right, right.
As to where before, he would just storm out. No, so I was really annoyed.
I need a break.
Yeah, everyone needs a break. It's very annoying. So I don't want Val to feel like she has to have sex to keep him happy. And that last episode, that's almost what it felt like, because he was so unhappy. And then all of a sudden they had sex and then things were better.
You know, I hear you, but I am glad...
I'm glad it's better for them.
Yeah, I'm glad their story is turning around. And this whole, I think pretty much their entire episode was pretty positive. They had the...
Oh, yes. I agree.
A pretty good session with Dr. Viviana.
She describes their sex as intense, and he described it as vanilla, but he loves vanilla sex, so... I guess that's okay then.
He said at the moment he's just focusing on the poking versus getting adventurous.
Yes, and she would like to get adventurous.
Right. Well, they eventually start playing this cool dice game, and I like that they were actually willing participants.
They did fully go into it.
Compared to like Myrla. But yeah, they were all in, doing it really good, you know, connecting, bonding. It's good for their relationship. And actually, Bao, man, I like how open she is on the show. She's very open. You know, she was mentioning...
That annoys Johnny.
Well, she was mentioning... just her past or something she was uncomfortable with and just like growing up poor. And
yeah.
Her story was super real, super honest. I'm like, holy shit, I did not expect this. And I did enjoy that she mentioned that. It kind of puts people's lives in perspective of like where you can be and where you are now and things change. And you
know. I did like that every couple had questions they had to ask each other this episode. So they kind of got a little bit more in depth than maybe you would have on your own asking questions.
Like, you know, some couples are asking like, what do you need from me? What do you like about me? It was good.
Do you notice how coy and almost childish Johnny is about sex?
He like smirks and like...
He like giggles.
He's like, tee tee. But... You said you've been on like 100 dates. Like, you should be like super
also,
and you're like 35.
You said you find Bao's like joy disgusting.
Like her childish joy.
Yeah.
But then he's like,
I find his actually pretty weird. He's so. Like,
we had sex.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
But Bao's the issue. No, get out of here.
Yeah.
You have lightsabers and you can't talk about sex.
Yep.
Don't.
Vanilla sex.
Yes.
Everyone knows what vanilla sex is. You're not like.
Can I just say I was really uncomfortable that they showed them mounting each other?
Yeah, that's fine.
Taking back to the good old days where the doors would just close and you're like, okay,
Bao's breaking it out. She says, you know, I'm not like really like a affectionate person and like it's cool that they're
she
like...
She really is for him though.
They're really trying. It's awesome.
So they did have a good episode though. They do seem closer and happier. Definitely from last episode.
Oh yeah.
Michaela and Zach. I'll try to be sensitive to this because a lot of people online are very, I don't want to say against Michaela, but they do tend to take Zach's side.
So you don't see the crowd as being torn between them?
No.
They're pretty one-sided?
Yes. And I personally have a much different view than a lot of people online.
I do as well.
I do not see Zach as blameless in this at all.
I don't either.
Yeah, like I understand Michaela had... Okay, now we're just going off what we've seen so far. There's previews that show other incidences, but we're not even going to talk about that. At this point, we have seen one blow up.
I'm trying to compare, you know, my thoughts with the community as far as you're watching the same thing I'm watching.
Yes.
We don't know what happens when the cameras are off. Mm-hmm. We don't know if there's been all these crazy blow ups or maybe he's annoying or she's annoying.
Like, yeah.
We don't know that stuff. I'm just going off of what I watch on film
at this point. Like, I'm trying not to even think of
and
the previews.
I come to the conclusion that it's not all on Michaela.
No, I think they both just have their own issues, which really feeds into the other person's issue.
Do you want me to mention my issue first, or you want to go first? Like, what is your biggest issue with their...
I can go first if you would like.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I think they both have... First of all, I don't think they should be married.
Okay.
I think that their issues play into the other person's issue. For example, I think Michaela has issues with abandonment and maybe, you know, her dad's passing, which isn't fully processed yet. Zach is just a ball of anxiety and stress, and he can't really handle situations very well. So I think the added stress of maybe Michaela's kind of unresolved issues just makes him way more stressful and anxiety ridden. And then he just cannot understand where she's coming from either. So something that really bothers me is Zach talks a lot, but he doesn't say a lot. If you're listening to what he says, there's nothing that's really problem solving. He doesn't take ownership of his portion in things.
So he comes up with problems, but he's not coming up with solutions.
Yes. And if you feel you're fundamentally different to a point that you cannot forgive a woman at this point for one outburst, who has apologized multiple times and who has shown growth. If you cannot accept that and you keep repeating to anyone that will listen that you are fundamentally different, why are you here? You want to come up with all of these analogies and all of these ways to say that you're not happy. Don't drag her into this then.
We were mentioning that it seems like he's trying to distance himself to sort of end this, but he, yes. in a way where it doesn't hurt anyone's feelings, but that's almost like impossible.
It's impossible. But he's not here anymore.
My issue with them, I'll hit both sides. You know, I don't want to seem like I'm too biased here, but
exactly. Cause I am trying to be sensitive to it.
Michaela responds is totally not normal.
It's just not the best way to respond.
You can be mad and all that stuff, but you know, in the weird preview we've seen, she's like yelling at the camera crew, slams the door in their face, or like the whole.
But at this point, I'm trying not to think of that.
Right. And, well, at the point we saw, like, you didn't text me in the morning and you weren't there when I woke up, so I'm going to slam some Clorox on the table. Like, okay, that's a bit weird.
Yeah.
But Zach is, I hate his stupid, we have a fundamental difference. And he talks like Michaela can't change. Like,
yes.
And I want to call him out, like, you act like people can't learn new things. No. And or before you learn piano, you didn't fucking know piano, dude. Yeah. You clearly learn something new, or you change something about yourself.
Yeah.
You work out to be fit. Like, the way he says it is just like, it's so binary, like one and zero. Like you're good or you're not. Like, oh, we never talk
about him.
Yeah. Like,
it's only Michaela's fault for how she acts.
I hate his mindset of that. And when they do talk about things, he can't make eye contact, and it drives me crazy. But he's also semi like shutting down.
Yep.
I was like, how can you just bring this stuff up? But then she's trying to talk through it and you're like shutting down and just saying, nope, we have a fundamental difference. I'm like, okay, thanks.
You don't know what I'm thinking.
Doesn't help me at all.
Also, I really think she's trying, because this would piss me off.
What is the community saying about this? Like, why are they just all on his side?
Because I think they just view her outburst as pushing him away.
Hmm.
But at this point, it's been like one and a half if you count her canceling the housewarming party. I don't know. I don't think that was really an outburst. That was more just a retaliation. Which, I mean, also isn't great. Like, I don't want to say that's fine. It's not good.
You mentioned,
but
like, just going to the apartment caused him more anxiety than the wedding. I was like, really? Really? Like,
yeah.
Why are you so fearful about her? Like, what has she done that, like, you're in such fear?
Can I bring up a perfect example of how, and we never even followed up on this, which annoyed the shit out of me. They were supposed to have a movie night. He says, I'm going to go home and go get my Apple TV so we can have a movie night.
Oh, this is some bullshit.
He just calls her and says, yeah, I'm tired. I'm not coming back. So he just completely abandoned her, and she's just sitting at the apartment.
I think I told Ellie at the time, I was like, does he fucking live like 2 hours away? Like, you went home to get a fucking DVR.
Yeah. Like, and just left her. And she didn't have an outburst. She didn't say anything. She said it hurt her, you know, and used her words. And
but that's, these people's mentality is so funny to me. Like, how do you just leave? Like,
yeah, I'm not leaving someone hanging when we just had a date night plan.
Yeah, we have a date night plan. Let me go grab the movie. Oh, hey, I'm tired. Bye. Like,
yeah. What? But we never talk about that. Why wasn't that brought up at all? He tells his friend, yeah, she dealt with it good. We talked about it. Why don't we talk about him just leaving her?
What wasn't his friend like, that's kind of weird.
That's
dude.
Fucked up.
Why'd you just bounce like that?
But then we're only going to talk about her anger.
Right.
That's not cool.
I will be curious to see if the crowd, as in the community, shifts to what side they're on as the season goes on.
Man, we're 10 episodes in, and it seems like the crowd is mostly pro-Zach.
Wow.
And I'm not, I don't know, I think on my end, I just really don't think they're healthy for each other. Just their own issues are just so lining up with the other person's.
I'm sticking to my guns. I'm leaning a little bit towards Team Michaela.
Yeah, I think I am a little bit. I'm trying to stay really neutral here, but I tend to lean towards Michaela as well.
Oh my God, you were mentioning that his dad's impression of him is so spot on.
Everyone, do you remember at the brunch after the wedding when Michaela met Zach's mom and dad? They talked about how he's kind of like, when he gets really stressed or his anxiety is bubbling over, he has a certain way he acts. We saw that in full, like, that impression that the dad gave is exactly what we saw in this episode when he started spiraling. So this happens a lot, I think.
Well, it's enough that his parents have an
impression of him. I wrote down, is Zach trying to find a clone of himself? Is that the only way he'll be happy?
Because he's talking about there will always be a fundamental difference. I'm like, dude, that's with anyone on planet Earth.
Yeah.
You are not the same. Anyone you would date, you are different. anyone. That I hate that he does that.
And then she keeps trying to kind of, because she can tell that he's really upset. I mean, it's very clear. And she's trying to comfort him or kind of talk through it. And
oh, he says, when she reaches when she reaches over to try to like console him, he almost like swats her hand away.
Yes, and like scoots away. Like,
are you fucking kidding me, dude? This is a normal reaction to help someone. And you won't even accept that.
And then he says, right after that incident, he says, you won't get it. We're two different people and you don't know how bad I want this. But you can't have this without that person. So why are you not working with her? Why is this a two separate... He says we're two different people. Mm-hmm. Yes, any person that comes into a marriage, you're two different people and you have to work it out.
Yeah.
You're not the same person. You're not... Just because you're married doesn't combine you magically. It takes a lot of work. He says he's heartbroken.
He's doing too much. No, he said he's permanently scarred.
He is permanently scarred by her outburst.
I could not fucking take that seriously. I could not.
I just feel like there's...
One, maybe one and a half of these blow-up incidents would not scar me for life.
Because they never talk about other incidences, and I feel like Zach would bring that up if there was more incidences.
Yeah, I mean, Michaela could have thrown it back and been like, well, you ghosting me on our fucking date has scarred me permanently.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, no, dude.
He just can't always play the victim, and I think that's part of the reason.
Dr. Viviana's face was like, she's like, oh my god, like, scarred? Like, really? I was like, dude.
She probably should not have ganged up on him with Michaela. Yeah, that kind of sucks.
That was a little weird.
But, I mean, she did say what I was thinking, though.
But he's like, speaking these negatives into reality in his own mind of... I'm scarred like forever. Like,
yeah, you're, he can never get over it.
You're
now.
Mentally, you're like telling yourself to be scarred forever. Like, just tell yourself to just let it go. Just like,
he cannot let
her.
This
just
go.
Let it go.
Like, even if he didn't fully forgive her, like, why can't you just move on for the sake of moving on? Because it's truly like I see her trying to be more calm and understanding. She's not perfect, but neither is he. I just think they play into each other's negative sides too much.
Do you recall if in previous seasons they interacted with family members more? Do you remember that?
I don't feel like they did too much past that. Like usually like the housewarming or like the brunch after
maybe,
the wedding.
Right. I think it would be really
fascinating. There's definitely way more expert time.
I think it would be really fascinating to see them hang out with the family.
I would love that.
After what they've been through so far. Mm-hmm. Every couple. I think it would be so interesting.
I want to know like... I don't
like
know.
Zach, if Michaela talked to Zach's family on camera, I've been like, why can he not get over like after I apologize?
Like one thing. Is that why he's had so many relationships? Because the person does one thing wrong and...
There's a fundamental difference.
Yeah. So no one's going to be perfect. I say it all the time. Just get rid of your checkboxes. But I don't feel like that's fair for me to say because as someone in a long-term relationship, I should not say that.
Yeah.
People can have their expectations. Okay. Gil and Marilla, truly who I'm rooting for, and I think will be the stars of this season in the end. By stars, I mean the only people that stay together.
It's kind of insane from where they started. Now, like, there's no fucking way. Like,
That actually was your prediction at the beginning, because, you know, at the beginning we always do predictions, and you said, no way. And I said, I think they could make it.
I was like, there's no
there,
fucking
there
way.
There might be something.
No fucking way. And they do. They jab at each other in a funny way. They give it
I
back
think that
to
actually,
each other.
I think banter is very good
right,
for a relationship.
Right. You know,
they
she's
have fun
like,
together.
She's like showing him shoes. He's like, oh my god, more shoes.
And that's and yeah. Like, eh. I also, if you notice, whenever they're on a couch together or near each other, they are 100% the most loving with each other. Their body language,
besides,
their
you know, Jose and Rachel.
Well, we don't not no more.
yeah, they're very close, right?
Their body language is always very in tune with each other. So Gil will have his arm around her and she'll have her hand like resting on his leg, or you know, she'll always lean into him, uh-huh. or they'll hold hands. So I feel like that base is there. Like, yes, at this point in the episode, we find out later, but at this point in the episode, mm-hmm. they haven't kissed, and Gil says there's really no interaction. He says bye, hi, you know, when he comes in the room. Mm-hmm. But I think there's like a more kind of deep connection happening.
Mm.
And I like it.
People may have, you know, I've probably critiqued Marla's sort of pace, but it almost seems like it's really going to pay off for them.
It does.
And I think her seeing Gil's patience, and even when they were in that group setting with destruction warehouse, mm-hmm. or whatnot, you know, she said, I got a patient man. Thank God.
Thank God I am, you know, a patient man. Yep.
Like, that's what I need. You know, it seems like she's mentioning, like, that's what she needed.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe.
And Gil is really nice and patient.
Maybe just seeing like, wow, this guy is really so incredibly nice, and he's not pushing the issue. Like, he talks to me, and he's
very clear.
He's very clear.
Like, I need a kiss at least.
He's like, I'm gonna tell you up front.
Mm-hmm.
But not in a Jose way.
Right? No. Like, it's not a threatening way.
It's like, you know, for me to feel wanted and like, mm-hmm. you want to be in this, like, I would need to kiss before like decision day. And he doesn't flip flop. Like, he's not changing that. Or the fact that she mentions that, and he mentioned it too. Like, he's like, I'm just not going to force the issue of a kiss and then be turned down. That's going to push me away. He's very good at that.
At analyzing. So he says exactly that. Yeah. He said, I'm not going to kind of force that and be pushed away and rejected, but also...
Because then he wouldn't be into it.
And then, but if it takes too long, he's also not like...
Right. Well, that's...
If it took that long,
it's almost like an answer of like, she's not into me.
Yes.
Right.
But we find out they kissed. And she was the one that initiated, and it's so sweet. And they showed them kissing on their little... Yeah, so she leaned in and gave him a kiss. And then he was kind of taken aback and said, did you mean to do that? Are you sure you want to do this? And she just gave him another one and confirmed it. Mm-hmm. I'm so rooting for them now. They got over that little hurdle, you know? They don't have to worry about kind of that, at least for now. Hopefully they're just kissing goodnight now and kind of moving on from that.
Definitely.
They're so cute.
I'm very, very happy for them. Very happy for them.
I really like them because they're always giving each other shit.
Everyone else is like, I need to go take a break. And he's like, nah.
Gil has never left her in that apartment.
He's like, nah, I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm chilling. Good for him. Good for you, Gil. Merlo, you too.
Yeah. That's kind of it because we already talked about the guy's playing golf, the girl's going and smashing things. Rachel just bluntly says, I do not love him anymore. Which, I mean, how could you after feeling so betrayed by someone for not even a big deal?
Somebody logged me out at midnight.
Yeah, I can't trust you. Yeah. Bye. No, I'm not comfortable with you.
That even if someone made an error, like, you still care about them.
Exactly.
Safety.
His whole, the fundamental safety of a human being. Yeah. How do you... You can't just turn it off like that.
Apparently he can. That's scary. So
Next time on. I did not write notes down, so let's see if we can put this together ourselves.
All right.
So what happens with Johnny and Val?
No. Back up. Let's start with what we can remember.
Okay.
Brett and Ryan. Apparently he got matched with some bae on an app.
Oh my God. So this is not next time on. Okay. This is preview of the season. So at some point... He is still on Tinder. He matches with one of fucking Brett's friends.
Yeah, not good.
And that's an active situation. That's not like you forgot that you had this profile. You're actively swiping.
Can you swipe like one way and then 3 months later someone can swipe and then it's like, oh, hey, you matched?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. I don't know either, but if that was maybe possible. If that was possible, maybe that's the saving grace of like, oh, I swiped right or left before the show thing, so she must have just...
Or is it like an immediate notification?
Like, oh, he just...
Yeah.
Ooh, that wouldn't be good then.
See? I feel like it's more that. Like, why would these swipes just be sitting somewhere?
Yeah. Oh, and then she calls him a joke. Yeah, he's like, this is a joke. She's like, you're a joke. And yeah. I was like, oh my God. Now, what if that was we matched and he messaged me?
Oh God, you're right. See, it can just get so bad.
Hmm.
There's also... Oh, is Johnny cheating on Val? We have Pastor Cal raising his voice saying, who is this person?
I don't think so.
It could be editing. You know, they like to spicy edit.
I don't think so.
But why is he crying?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're talking about dad issues or some shit. Editing.
I do like that Val's like, I will see this through.
Do you remember Jose and Rachel's next time on?
I don't.
I mean, I wonder if they even showed it, if they're trying to save some spice or something.
They might save it. We see Michaela blowing up and slamming a door.
Oh my God.
So that would be interesting.
They also gave us a little snips of like, they're going to do horseback riding or something.
Yeah, they
like,
have some happy moments.
I wonder if the retreat is maybe like on a farm. Wouldn't that be funny?
No, that's what it looks like.
Oh, okay.
Did you notice they were all in like cowgirl hats at one point? Yes. Yeah. So I'm wondering if...
Brett's going to fucking hate it and Ryan's going to be like, I don't give a
fuck. I don't think she'll hate it. With all the girls there and everything, I think she'll be fine.
I don't know.
Mirla will hate it.
Oh, for sure.
She hated the demolition thing. She was like, I don't throw things.
I thought it would be the funniest thing if they just like gave her a plate to drop. She's like, just drop it. And she's like, boop.
And then she's like, I'm so sorry. Mirla and Gil. Oh my God. Okay, maybe we need to go back and watch this. I can't think of any of that.
Take it as it is. It's fine. We're happy for him. Hope we're rooting for him.
Ooh. I know. But yeah, that's it on this episode. Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you.
This one was a fun one.
Yeah, it was really good.
At one point, me and Leon were just yelling at each other because we were so... We had lots of thoughts and feelings.
Oh my gosh. Sometimes we finish an episode and it's just like, what do you think of this? What do you think of that?
I know. It's hard to be like, no, don't talk to me. We're saving for the podcast.
Yeah, just let me... All right.
But man, when we found out it was Johnny, we were like yelling.
I was like yelling into a fucking pillow. Are you fucking kidding me?
This is all over Johnny?
And the guys were like, you guys are always together. It's J names. Yeah. It's a mistake.
Exactly. Oh my God. They're really close. So I don't think it's a big deal. Like Jose was helping Johnny get over kind of his issue with Val. So I don't know.
Jose, man, he's fucking up, man.
Yeah, like, oh, this is why you're single. It's not because you just care so much and want to take care of a woman. Yeah. It's this. I see. Oh my God, how many times did he flip out on that girl that he was with for 4 years? Dodged a bullet. Girl, get you and your kids out of there.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a wonderful start to spooky season. Stay safe, have fun, and we will talk to you soon. We will talk to you next week for 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. So tune in for that. It'll be a fun one. We're also getting into the deep of that. So that'll be good.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
Okay, bye.